The Cardinals going for their fifth straight win, taking on the Marlins in beautiful Miami. We pick up the action 5-1 Marlins in the eighth, but here come the Cards. Two men on, pinch hitter Matt Adams facing Kyle Bearclaw.
Is in the air to left. Ozuna toward the line on the run. He slides for it, and he can't catch it. Almost pulled it right off the ground. It's going to be a hit for Adams in to score Pham. Sierra to third, and Adams ends up at second base. So the Cardinals with three straight hits to start this eighth inning, and now it's a 5-2 game. They get the tying man to the plate. A base hit might tie this game. 5-3 Miami in the eighth. Two runs in, bases loaded, line drive, pass Riddle into left field for a hit. One run is in. Here comes the tying man to the plate. Ozuna's throw cut off. We've got a 5-5 game. The Cardinals have answered the Marlins 4-run sixth with four of their own here in the top of the eighth.
Third big league game for this youngster. Here's a ground ball back to Ramos. He knocks it down, picks it up, and then throws wildly to first, and it's down the line. Sierra goes to second, and he'll hold up there. A second look at the runner, now the pitch. And there's a ball shot out to right field. Stanton coming in, can't get it. He picks it up on one hop. Coming on is Sierra. The throw to the plate is not in time. Sierra goes in the back door, gets his hand on the dish, and the Cardinals have taken a 6-5 lead. Fowler with a pinch hit, single to right. Here's the 2-2 pitch. D swings, hits a high fly ball down the left field line. And the ball boy down there didn't know which way to go, but he finally got out of the way. And Tommy Pham made the catch in foul ground that ends the ball game. Nothing across for the Marlins against O in the ninth. The Cardinals come back and win 6-5.
The Cardinals extend their season-best winning streak to five games with a come-from-behind 6-5 victory. All those wins have come on the road. Christian Yelich and Marlins manager Don Mattingly ejected for arguing balls and strikes in the first inning. Danny Echevarria had to leave the game in the third with an oblique injury. Marlins manager Don Mattingly ejected for the second straight game, so that left it to bench coach Tim Wallach to answer questions about the Miami loss.
I think it's probably more underwork than overwork. We haven't been in a lot of situations. Our guys are usually pretty sharp when they're pitching a lot, and we just haven't been in those situations probably enough lately.
Any thought about leaving Straley out there and throwing 92 pitches?
Not really. We got to, you know, he gave us more than we could ask for. Got to, you know, position where we want to be, where we have Claw coming there at the eighth, good spot, and then AJ behind him. So, no.
Well, I
learned that from Donnie. We did that in L.A. One time. It's a good situation. It's second and third. He doesn't want to walk the pitcher to get back around to D. He's going to be a tough guy to double up, so he's going to throw him a strike there. And I like that situation better than him hitting a ground ball. I didn't think he was going to be able to get the ball in the air. So, but I learned it from the skipper. So, it was a good spot for it.
I mean, obviously, you kind of inherited an interesting situation. Your two batters in the first inning. You're without manager and your center fielder. Take us through what you're going through all that.
I mean, it was interesting, no doubt. I'm prepared for that every night. It's something that's part of my duties, and I'm ready to go when something does happen like that with Yelly. Luckily, we had a guy like each. You know, you hate to lose Yelly at any point, much less first inning. But each did a nice job. I know he got at least one hit, maybe a couple, and so we have guys that we can put out there. We actually had a full bench tonight, which was nice. Needed it.
Why did Hitch come out?
I had a little tug at his left oblique, so we're going to take a look at it and see what it looks like tomorrow. Didn't want to take any chances. Obviously, with what we've had going on lately, we want to be a little careful there. So hopefully he'll be fine, but we're going to wait and see on that.
Don Straley's outing, just what did you see from him? It was one of his better ones, obviously.
Really good. I mean, he just commanded all his pitches, worked ahead in the count all night, and he did a great job. He stayed with the plan that they had, and he executed it really well.
Don getting tossed there, kind of a situation where he's protecting his player a little bit.
I don't know what he said. It happened out there, but you're always going to protect your player. I don't know how much Yelly said. I don't know what he said at the plate. But you hate to see him get thrown out that early.
Up next, the Marlins try to avoid the sweep against the Cardinals on Wednesday. They send Tom Kohler to the hill up against Lance Lynn.